Lori Prox here with Valdi City School Superintendent Sean Arnold. Thanks for joining us once again. And we've been meeting every Monday morning, but tonight there is a school board meeting, as there is every second and fourth Monday of the month. And of course, getting back to school is on the agenda. But a new thing that just popped up on the agenda under new business for tonight is moving the start of the school year potentially to August 25th. So the board will talk to us about that. Can you tell us who did you bring that to the board as a new business item? How did that get on there, and how did that come about?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a, I guess, a you know, complicated time right now to be in education, at least.
Thank you for not saying unprecedented. There are just some words that we've heard too much of. I like that. Complicated.
Yeah.
Good. New word.
Yeah, you know, it's a complicated time. There's a lot of moving parts, pieces, things that affect us here locally and from the state, from, you know, of course, what's going on at the federal, national level. And, you know, the big topic is about kind of safe start for schools. Our goal has been, and it continues to be, getting kids back into school in person safely as soon as possible. We've been out for what will be almost 6 months since March there, since we've kind of gone into this new place, new phase. And, you know, we've done a good job here in our community. We've been safe. We have cases down. They continue to be down. But, you know, we're trying to get the kids and everything back on track. There's a lot of anxiety out there. And, you know, there are parents that have requested that we delay the school year. We don't want to delay it very far. But one of the things is looking at kind of planning and preparation. You know, looking ahead, we don't know where the case counts are going to be. But if they do rise for some reason, or even just for a short while, we're going to have to do distance delivery. And our staff, they did a good job in the spring. They didn't have a lot of time to, you know, plan and prepare. Just a few days before we kind of went with the model and got kids out. Now, our staff are going to be returning this week. Actually, Wednesday is when all of our teachers are going to be back in the building and working to prepare for this school year. But what we're finding is in addition to the safety mitigation requirements that are coming out from the state or recommended kind of changes, there's a lot of work to prepare, a lot more than we expected. And so we are exploring, you know, delaying, you know, school for a few days, you know, possibly 5 days. We don't want to do much longer because we want kids back. The big area, too, is, you know, just kind of keeping, and so it wouldn't be for the active cases that are out there because there aren't enough to kind of, you know, say that we need to do distance delivery like they're doing in other districts around the state, but it's to prepare and plan to deliver the best product possible. And so it's a lot different.
So just to clarify, where, because I heard from parents, but then you need time to prepare. So, and the proposal is instead of starting on August 18th, it's a start date of August 25th. So effectively moving it a week. But is it a combination of those things that put this on the agenda to move for a week, but definitely not the case count? It's not a level change.
That's right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So let's get to the school preparation. Of course, it's tough. Everybody's got to prepare. But I would imagine that we have some pretty clever folks in the Valdi City School District. So what are some of the accomplishments? What are some of the things that they're working through? Let's make sure we're celebrating the folks that are really coming up with some good ideas. Because I think, you know, sometimes innovation comes out of change.
Yeah. Well, you know, the big thing is how do we have kids safely in the buildings without, you know, kind of stacking up on each other by dozens or hundreds. And So we've had teams this last week working on planning on how the days will look in a safer fashion. So it's going to be fairly close. We're going to be able to deliver, instruction and classes that students and parents have grown to know, such as, of course, PE, art, other exploratories, and but we're going to be able to do it in a safe manner. And so they've been planning on, how the transition passing periods will look up at the secondary, kind of staggered lunches. And so we're going to kind of be staggering the lunches a little bit so that we don't have 150 students in the same room all together, that we can kind of break that up and distance the kids a little bit. So that's been the big challenge that the folks have been kind of overcoming. And then the other is working on the software and instructional programs to identify so that there isn't any disruptions in learning throughout the year. One of the things is they're planning on, kind of mirroring what can be delivered, I guess, online or blended learning within the classroom instruction. So if a teacher's teaching one concept in math for a couple of weeks and we have to do distance delivery for a short time, the students can go more smoothly or seamlessly to, at-home learning for the next concept. So that way when they return back, there isn't the gaps and stuff. And it's pretty exciting, though, that the staff have been working on this, because it really is, it's best practices in instruction that they're implementing.
And we talked about this before, the numbers. And I think they're going up a bit, the number of parents keeping, not sending their kid back to school in person. So what's the current status now?
Yeah. For many different reasons, and I think I've talked to about 40 sets of parents this past week. Some, are just looking at correspondence homeschool program that we have, which is a great program. We've kind of allocated resources, moved staff around for that. We're looking at about 120 students, 130 that are looking at homeschool for the remainder of the year as an option.
Does that include not Valdi City Schools homeschools, that number? Because that's an option as well.
Yeah, that's an option. Some parents, we only are aware of a handful of parents that are choosing other homeschool programs outside of Valdi's, but there aren't many parents that are selecting, other programs.
So about 120 students are looking at not coming back in person. So, and roughly, what is your case? What is your count? Not your case count. What is your student count? For 2020 school start.
Yeah, right now it's out from kindergarten through 12th grade. We have about 670 students. And so we're looking at about 120 that are looking at being homeschooled. And then there's many more that are going to do kind of an at-home option.
What are the numbers for that?
Yeah, we're guessing right now we're going to finalize those numbers. Parents are still on the fence kind of thinking about, what they may do. But we're looking at about 40 to 60 students that aren't going to start in the building at the beginning of the year.
So that's sizable number of kids, and then at some point, we know those at-home options will transition back to the school. So how is this going to affect the school's budget?
Yeah, it could have a big impact if students are homeschooled through what we call student count, which occurs in October. So we get our funding based on the number of students and where they're enrolled in October, throughout the month of October. And that's how the state kind of figures out the funding formula. We get more money for the in-person, traditional classroom there student than we do for our homeschool students. And so for a shift of about 50, 60, 70 students that you know, could be over, you know, a $500,000 reduction there in our state funding formula.
And the school's budget, was approved, right? You looked
it
at
was, yes.
kind of status yep. quo. So is that something you adjust mid-year? I know you do have a mid-year adjustment. Is that the point at which you might have to adjust some things?
Yeah. We usually do like a mid-year December revision to the budget once we know what the final numbers are. In a scenario like that, that's where we kind of plan for the worst, and we have a reserve. We have a reserve fund where we would then go in to make up the difference there with our reserve funding.
All right, but at this point, looking at retaining all the teachers and staff from as planned.
That's right. Yeah.
Yep. All right. And even actually might impact your budget the other way, because you mentioned that you've actually had people coming back and paying them a little sooner than usual.
That's right.
But that might be a great investment. So,
yep.
You know, just because you spend money doesn't mean good or bad, right? You kind of got to take a look.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Now that additional week, what are the main challenges that you're facing in terms of, I know you said the state requirements, but what are some of those that are challenging that you're working through?
Well, one of the big challenges from the Department of Health and Social Services is the guidance there on the threshold of students being sick, actually staff and students. If they exhibit any symptom that's related to COVID, which are pretty much almost like many of the other symptoms there for flu or cold, such as a severe headache, a fever of a severe 100.3 is what the recommendation is. Any symptom there, we're asking students and staff to stay home. If they come to school, if they're at work, they're required to be sent home, and then they can't come back for 10 days or until they have a negative test result.
Now, kids who are there in person, if they do, you know, have a cold and are sent home, which, I mean, they may not have anything, but they might have a cold and they'll be sent home, will they then transition to that at-home option for those 10 days?
Yeah, they're going to have to. We're going to have to plan to support them at home. And the expectation, too, is, you know, we're looking at attendance in a different manner this year, because we do expect many students and staff to be out. Things that they might have come into school or work with before, just a minor fever, a minor cold. This year, it's going to look a lot different, and so we need to support folks, maybe in some cases staff from working from home, but definitely for students there, and provide those instruction there when students are at home.
And I talked about at the initial start of this interview, the proposal on tonight's agenda to move the start of the school year from August 18th to August 25th. Parents who are out there waiting for information, where should they be looking for updates to the start of the school year?
Yeah, well, that'll be shared with our COVID update page there. That's on the Bellevue City Schools website. But any changes like that, we will be sending a message through School Messenger out to parents. We'll post that publicly on our social media, but email and other messages will be sent out as soon as possible for parents there if any decision to make adjustments to the schedules is made.
All right. And I should, as we close, I should mention that people can tune in tonight for that discussion of the start of the school year move, either on Zoom, because you guys will be carrying the meeting via Zoom, and the instructions for that are at the top of the agenda. I like the agenda for the schools. It has hyperlinks right in the agenda. So that'll tell you the instructions for that. We'll also carry that meeting on 12:30 a.m. KVAK on the radio, and then we'll stream it on our website and on the KVAK app on the AM. So many ways for people, and people can attend in person at the council chambers wearing a mask, right?
That's right.
Yep. All right. So with that, I think the rest of the agenda, there's a personnel action report. You guys are still kind of finished hiring for this year, seems like, just a few people here and there. And always running through board policy, it seems. But there's also technology and vehicle replacement. Is that a standard item that was in the budget?
Yeah, it's a standard item, and it kind of is, buffering up or kind of building up our reserve fund for the coming years. We were really good with our cost savings this past school year. The governor allowed districts there for the first time. They waived something called the 10% rule, which required us to keep a reserve balance of reserve fund of our operating budget there of less than 10%. There's an expectation the next couple of years for education funding from the state that there's going to be some reductions, and the governor has encouraged districts to save that money as much as possible. So we really limited spending. Last school year, we did a lot of things that are kind of allowing us to kind of returning money, such as utilities, other kind of operational things. We're saving money. So we're having to kind of save that money elsewhere other than our reserve account. So we're trying to put that back into for future either vehicles and technology, computer replacement costs.
Yeah. All right. And looking down the pike, obviously, money is going to be one of those things that goes into the equation. Speaking of that, there were some negotiations going on for teacher contracts. Has that wrapped up?
It hasn't. We're, the district and the teacher representatives are still in discussion, so that's still continuing.
And how does the current situation play into those negotiations? A far different economic outlook.
Yeah.
And actually, the impact of the number of students in the school district is quite different.
Yeah, it's real hard to tell, but I think, it kind of goes without saying. I mean, we're in a different world today, both dealing with the COVID, but the economic situation. We're in a different world now than we were 6 months ago and definitely than a year ago. And so, it's looking ahead, there's a lot of things that it's going to be real unpredictable.
All right. Well, shout out to administration and the teachers, principals, all working behind the scenes. Know you're working hard, and we'll find out tonight after that meeting, and we'll let folks know whether that gets changed the start of the school year from August 18th to August 25th. But heads up for all you parents out there, that will be a change across the board, whether students are doing school in person or the at-home option, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, so one more week to do whatever it is you're doing out there. So go fishing, I don't know, something productive. But very good, thank you so much, and we'll be listening to that meeting, school board, tonight at 6:30.
Yeah, thank you.